This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. It's Tuesday, the 8th of June. Hi. This is the way for you to spend valuable time learning important lessons about how to get along in life. I have learned great things in trying to get along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. It's good finding out who wears the pants in the family. By the way, in case you didn't hear our conversation yesterday about Donald Trump and his pants being worn backward. That was trending. The download features a discussion of that very involved, complicated circumstance. Was Donald Trump wearing his pants backwards in the photo? So we have that discussion. You can hear the results of our comments and thoughts on that. Very important stuff. Let's see here. What else do we have in the download? The passing of the star of Mod Squad. I don't think nobody else knew who it was, though, but me, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen
my name, no.
All right, so there's a lot of talk. There has been yesterday and today about the name for the new baby, Meghan and Harry's new baby. That's part of the download, by the way. Get that at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So what is the story? Like, okay, everybody's making a big deal out of it. Isn't it what the it was the same name that the grandmother, the queen, had when she was little,
yeah,
right?
She's named after her great-grandmother, which is Queen Elizabeth, and her grandmother, Diana. So she's right. Lily Diana. Who's making a big deal about it? Like in a negative way? I think it's a cute name.
It's European.
Not Apple.
Or, yeah, right, exactly. What do you come on? That's one of the things my son is trying to come up with, an unusual name for his new son. And so we're trying to figure out...
You mean he doesn't
want
to be Brendan Jr.?
No,
BJ?
I doubt that he... Yeah, it won't probably be... No, I don't think there's any of that. Although, when we were naming Meghan and Brendan, we named them because it went well with Stefan. The right. Names went well with Stefan. So don't you think that's part of the consideration?
Yes.
Jay, how
did
you...
One that many parents do not consider. Many parents what? Name their kids and you're like, have you said the name out loud? Like, do you know how it all goes together?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they ruin it. Yeah, we have a family friend whose last name is Cotter. They named their kid Harry.
Harry Cotter.
Oh,
Harry Cotter.
No.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What are you
Middle
thinking?
Middle school's going to be rough.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
It could be XHA12.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Right. Why did you name Mac?
Mac's a nickname. Those are his initials, M-A-K.
That's right.
His first name and middle name are family names.
Right. Okay. There you go. Now, to the heart of some information today that I find, I don't find this satisfying, but I find it interesting. I know that the number I came up with, Jennifer, was about 400,000. Looks like the stats are a little less than that as to how many taxpayers have left this year and how much it's cost the state of California to be run the way it is. It seemed to me that this would be great hay for some Republican politician to keep working on, unless the people in California are completely tone deaf, completely stupid, or completely blind.
Yes, a lot of them are, yes, apparently. And some of them.
Yeah,
California lost 300,355 taxpayers and $12 billion in gross income to other states. They were sent packing to places like Texas and Arizona. They're the ones that seem to be benefiting most from California's Cal exit, as we like to call it, because that's what a lot of people are doing. And it's been happening since 2017, kind of concurrently with Gavin Newsom's governorship. So I think this is a tough argument if the right candidate makes it against Gavin Newsom. How come under your leadership, your policies, you can't blame Jerry Brown for this? How come while you've been sitting in the governor's office, have people been leaving the states in droves? I mean, remember, California always gained population all the way through our history. This is the first time we've had a net loss because nobody wants to come here anymore. People came to California because the weather was great. It was affordable. It's a great place to raise a family. The schools were top in the nation, and now they're at the bottom, and homelessness is everywhere. It's incredibly difficult to buy a house. It is the most taxed state in the whole country. I mean, there's no reason for people to want to move here unless they're coming in illegally across the border. That's where our population
no
is growing. People
other than
coming
the weather.
In. Yeah, why else would you come?
Yeah, pretty disgusting reality. Okay, so Kamala Harris makes a big dramatic, my plane almost crashed, which was nonsense. There was a problem with the landing gear. It was easily, the plane had no problem landing after it took off, and they put her on another plane. But the whole drama around that was such
well,
nonsense.
You know, that was yesterday, but there's some stories that are percolating right now. So Kamala went to
when the protesters, when she arrived in Guatemala, she was
a lot of protesters.
Trump won signs in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Hello.
She was not welcomed with open arms. She had a meeting with the president of Guatemala who kind of, I think it's a humiliation. He said, the reason that so many people are coming to the border, if you're here looking for the root cause, is because you told people you were going to be reuniting families. And he said directly that the crime in Guatemala started to spike as soon as that messaging came to be, as soon as Biden won and got into the White House, because the coyotes, the traffickers started coming in. People were mortgaging their houses or handing over their houses to these coyotes, and then they would bring their kids for passage to the country, knowing that they would be reunited with an uncle or a family member in the United States, and that would be one step closer to
That's
getting
such
citizenship.
A cop-out. Guatemala was a mess all during Trump, and it wasn't Trump's fault, but all during Trump and all during Obama, Guatemala has been
a mess.
Well, to blame it
Guatemala
now
the
on
least.
Saying, I mean,
yeah, but the messaging does matter.
Them.
It may be, but the messaging does matter, right? I mean, the fact that they haven't sent somebody to the border to do a press conference is beyond explanation. I know I'm critical of this administration, but I've been saying, you know what would tamp down a lot of people's anxiety is to send Kamala Harris to the border. I mean, how hard can it be to do a press conference so that people feel secure that she's actually seen what's going on there? She will not go. She's going to Mexico City
today. It's not an opportunity to run for president. She's out.
Well, and what's ridiculous is she's on the Today Show today. And Lester Holt was interviewing her, and he asked her this question. He said, why have you not gone to the border? And she said, I have been to the border. And he said, no, you have not been to the border. You've been in charge of it. You have not. Well, I haven't been to a lot of places. I haven't been to Europe. Huh? That is the stupidest answer. I don't understand why they don't realize about optics. I mean, it doesn't matter if you change one thing. You show up and look like you care. And this administration's not doing it, and they have the wrong message and the wrong tone, and now they're dealing with the problem that won't go away.
Okay. So the circumstances for international travel. I was telling a story about my children coming here next week for a couple of weeks. They haven't been here for 2 years, or almost 2 years, since Christmas. So the idea of getting on an airplane and coming here excited them all. They're traveling on American, and the plane is full. And one of the things that they were told when they were looking at it, they were asked whether they would be going anywhere other than domestic. And I thought that was an interesting question on one of the forms that they had to fill out. Are you interested? I was kind of like, are you interested in international travel? And, well, that's because now the airlines are all of a sudden, and I mean it's like all of a sudden, every plane is back to being full. Everybody wants to go someplace, and people are clamoring to go overseas. And so all these planes for a year that have been in mothballs, they're hustling to get them back in line so that you can travel to Europe or to Asia or wherever you want to go. More interesting, people don't seem to want to go to Asia. They want to go to South America, and they want to go to Europe. Europe, obviously, number one. But I thought that was kind of interesting to see that. And I noticed that LAX expects to have a 300% increase in international travel as the year continues on. Well, I mean, there was no international travel last year, so that's not a surprise. But to have those kind of numbers, and they don't have the planes, you know, they have to, after you mothball a plane, there's a process that you go through that takes a couple of weeks to get the plane back into shape so that, you know, it's okay. Got to check it out.
At some point, they're going to have to start adding some routes back, though. I think
some
Pickens, I know they're happy because they're filling up planes now, but at some point, I think that's got to happen.
Do you see where United bought 15 of those supersonic airliners? I thought that was really kind of interesting.
What is it? Boom something, right?
Boom.
What's it called?
Yeah, it's a Boom. It's a, the company's called Boom Supersonic.
Boom Supersonic, right.
Right, exactly. So these are commercial supersonic passenger jets.
They're not built
pretty much
yet.
No, they're not going to start building them until 2025.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the new Concorde. This is the company.
Exactly.
Remember a couple weeks ago we did a story. This is the company, the CEO. It's a startup. He said he wants, his end goal is that it's $100 to fly on this supersonic plane anywhere. Right, yeah.
It's gonna, it really, the planes are very interesting to see. They're going to have to do more than that because I think they can only get 50 or 60 people into the plane. If it's going to, if to do it the way they are, having been on the Concorde and knowing that it wasn't my favorite way, it was awful. Actually, the seats were comfortable, plane horrible, ride not great. Well, you're above the weather, so you're not going to feel any bumps or banging around. But it's just so small. It's like riding in one of those cheap, crappy regional airplanes that just, oof. So. Anyway, but air travel is changing.
If the seats are comfortable, does it matter if it's too small?
If the seats are comfortable? Well, I don't know if it depends on how you are in those close-in circumstances, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't like having to...
The low ceiling. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Not... But it's interesting to see what they're putting... You know, these planes are going to be very light. The engine will be very powerful. It's just kind of an interesting thing to see it develop, frankly, as much as anything else. All right, anything else on the continuing focus of China and where the COVID leaked from and what? Does anybody even care anymore about what the World Health Organization says? They're so corrupt.
Well, that's the problem, is that we shouldn't be relying on them for investigations.
No.
We need to do it ourselves. And
How do we even get on the ground? We couldn't.
Yeah, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said that Biden's going to rely on the World Health Organization when asked about getting access to the Wuhan lab. But I don't think you can, and I think the World Health Organization has been shut out just as much as they're in bed with the CCP, so I don't know.
All right, 18 after, this is the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now. It's trending time. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria and me on the DJV program. So you can join the club, and that is the Father's Day Club, by sending in a picture of your father or of you if you're the father figure. And we'll tell you what's at stake in that contest when you should enter right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, there's a definite chance for you to win a normal circular saw, except the difference between the Works circular saw, Jay, and the regular one you plug into the wall is that it's battery-powered and really have powerful batteries. I love their tools. I've got them all over the farm, use them all the time. I got that electric pressure washer as part of their prize package this week. That's also something that I find very useful on the farm because it's generally, I mean, it's 1,600 pounds per square inch pressure, but you can lessen it so you can use it to wash the wheels in your car. You know, you can power wash your house. You can do all kinds of things. So want to win this? Jay's going to tell you how.
Go to Facebook at DJV Show and post a photo of the dad, father figure, mom who fills the role as dad on our Facebook page, and a winner will be drawn at random. Also, if you are on Instagram and you'd rather do that instead of Facebook, just go to Instagram, tag us in one of your photos that you have of your dad, father figure, etc. Now, this week's contest will end this Friday at 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time, and you can get all of the rules and information on djvshow.com.
All right, here's a good reminder. My sister's going through this. Jesse Tyler Ferguson posting about some skin cancer. This is very, very important. Listen up.
So the Modern Family star, he goes and gets his annual checks, and he even stated that every time he goes, they take something from him, but everything comes back negative. Well, this last time, the dermatologist found, quote-unquote, a bit of skin cancer. So right. That was during the routine checkup, and he just wanted to share with his followers, hey, make sure that you go and you get checked, especially if you're fair-skinned like him.
Yeah. My sister has had a very bad skin cancer experience. I think I've told you about it. She's been through lots of operations and radiation and stuff like that, and it's taken its toll on her. She lost 25 pounds going through the radiation because she couldn't eat.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big mole on her. It wasn't big. It was under the skin on her face. And it got into the lymph nodes. And so skin stuff is nothing to mess with by any stretch of the imagination. So that's a good public service, Jay, to pass that along from him.
Yeah, all right, sunscreen, sunscreen, always, even when it's cloudy.
Libertarians are trending. Why?
The Libertarian Party of New Hampshire tweeted, legalize child labor. Children will learn more on a job site than in public school. And, of course, Twitter went crazy. Some people were for it, agreeing, like, hey, I washed cars and mowed lawns when I was 10. Other people are
10?
Like, no.
I did.
Yeah. I think I started babysitting. I was sweeping buses out when I was 8. I had to have a friend. I couldn't do it by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
somebody tweeted, Libertarians bringing Republicans and Democrats together since 1971.
I think you got your head in up your ear. This is, people should, the problem with kids today is they're all soft. They are. They're just soft. They don't walk to school. They don't have a job.
I don't know. We live in a little resort community, and there's a breakfast lunch spot, and there's got to be 100 high school kids who work there, and they're so impressive, and they're on top of it. Like, I don't know what. I mean, maybe you know a few, like, losers.
Yeah, isn't it like 15 and a half is when you're allowed to get a job?
I thought 14. Yeah. 14, yeah. Get working papers at 14, I thought. Well, in New Jersey, you could.
Yeah. Now, on the farm, you work from when you can put your pants on. It's 28 and change past the hour.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal prosecutors have subpoenaed materials tied to Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's memoir, American Crisis, from individuals who edited earlier versions of the book and part of their probe into COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes caused by Cuomo's mandate. A New York City-based psychiatrist spewed racism at the Yale School of Medicine in April that she had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in her way.
Fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, daring their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless. Would sound like that. Like I did a little
Dr. Aruna Kilanani spewed the racism at Yale's Institute Child Studies Center on April 6th. Dr. Kilanani now claims she was speaking metaphorically. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained, and that's a month-to-year process. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before, and it comes about by training the virus in the laboratory.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. Well, given all that, that meant that they had actually, China had done an investigation that basically settled the question. What they didn't know at the time was that China was basically hoping that would turn out to be true. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market, and that's been dismissed. So the very premise on which these scientists wrote their letters was been demolished. But not just that, but a paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double sig.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You have a mind for the metaphysical? Then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit YourHiddenPowerShow.com, or you can find Your Hidden Power on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your other favorite podcasts. Some people describe this program as train wreck radio. I don't. I call it train of thought radio because we are all thinking about things and we...
I'd like to know who's ever called us train wreck radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll introduce you to a few program directors who have been around for a while.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, somebody that you used to work with at Sirius is not exactly a big supporter. At any rate, everybody's got their blind spots here and there. I think we know something. We're on to something, and I'm just happy that we're all together and able to provide a service to folks every day, because ignorance is one thing, but thinking you're not is worse. There's a lot of that out there for sure. Although I would not presuppose to think that we have the corner on knowledge, but I think the more information you have, that's really what we're aiming to do here. Have good conversation about things in an expansive way, give you something to think about that matters. For example, I'm interested in what's going on the farm. I'm a farmer. I'm a broadcaster. Put the two of them together. The food system is so messed up. Excuse me. And there's some New research that's out this week that pinpoints the importance of small farms. You hear me talking about this all the time, and you can hear my theories and the people that are trying to make the American family farm survive, help it. That do, you know, we have suggestions every week on the program for farmers. You can check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. But the, you know, the size of the farm is a piece of the equation that has been lost in all these discussions, especially the last few months. A lot of people talking about Soros is buying land, Gates is buying land, the Chinese are buying up our farmland. So what's going on here, and how do we, in my mind, the most important question is, how do we maintain the small farmer who has, you know, a relatively small plot of land in the hundreds of acres instead of thousands of acres? How do we get through and have people understand how industrialized corn and chemical stuff go together? What's going on? The water gets polluted because of all these chemicals that are put on the land. They're not good for you. They're not good for the land. They're not good for anything. But yet they are there because there's big money behind them. There are 118 studies from 51 countries, ladies, that were published in the last few years to compare the value of a small farm versus the value of a larger farm. Almost always, the larger farms are the polluters and the problem, and the small farmers are not. And yet the government programs that have been instituted, at least in this country, all are aimed at curbing the problem, quote-unquote, on the small farm. They don't go up against the big multinational corporations because they know they can't get, they'll laugh in their face. Very rarely, you know, think about this, and let's apply this thinking to the universe, not just to farming. When's the last time, every once in a while, we hear about the government suing some big corporation and actually getting something, but do they really ever get it? By the time they're done, what you don't know, what you don't hear, are all of the appeals that are filed, all of the time that's spent in court, all of the money that's spent on the part of the government and these private corporations, and most of the time at the end of the day, that quote-unquote award has been diminished. It happens in the private sector as well. We saw, what was it, the $2 billion from Johnson & Johnson because of the talc. Mm-hmm. That's in court. They'll never
get
that.
Well, all the Monsanto stuff. I mean, are people ever going to get their money from that?
The lady who is very close to me, you know, Maria Trilogy, who is an astrologer, and her son was the first to die in the horrible fire in San Jose, what was it, 4, 5, 6 years ago? 6 years ago, I think it was.
No, it was only a couple years ago. I was on the show when her son passed.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
All right. So she just sent me a note yesterday that she had to go do a deposition. This is the fourth time she's done a deposition, talking about what her son was doing for a living. These bastards, these lawyers. Well, you know, they're trying
to make it out like it was his fault that he died.
No, they're trying to make it out that he wasn't really worth the money that the state, never mind, Maria never said anything to her family about what they should get. But they're all trying to whittle down what the value is of all these people. And this has taken years and years. And the woman's in tears.
Exactly.
I could tell with a note that she sent to me, she's in tears because they're asking all these questions.
Put a price tag on your son's life.
Yeah, that's the question. That is the question. And these goddamn lawyers, that's all they think about, not having to pay. That's all it is. They're not interested in people and their psyche, their mental health. The woman is a mess. Her son was a very important part, as most of our children are in our lives. And they keep tearing down his value. You know, well, he didn't really, he was an architect, but what did he really, you know, what buildings did he really build?
Oh,
you know,
my
that
gosh.
Kind of stuff. I want to shoot these people.
Oh.
Anyway, so that, I'm going around in a circle, but it's the same thing that's going on the farms. You know, what value is your little farm? How much food do you really grow? And what do the you know, that kind of stuff. Drop dead. Anyway, okay, so let's celebrate something. You ready, ladies?
Yeah.
it's World Oceans Day. This ocean project coordinated the June 8th World Oceans Day. 17 years been in the offing, critical environmental issues. The sea, of course, is becoming more of a dump. The plastic pollution, all the animals that have been killed because they, you know, every day you hear stories. I think it's become, it's not even reported anymore. How many animals wash up on shore with plastic in their gills and they suffocate. Because, you know, the water is how we get oxygen. The water is what provides life on the planet. And we're screwing it up. And, the you know, I have often said that the planet is like a person, is like a being. It breathes, it lives. It really, that's the principle of life is represented by the entire planet. And so when you are dismissive of the ocean, not understanding even. I mean, how many kids in school understand that oxygen that we breathe comes from the ocean? It's that and the trees. It's a combination of things. And if you don't believe in a supreme being and you try to understand how it all works, it really is, there's no explanation as to, we understand how it works, but we don't know why it got put into, you know, how did this all happen? Was it an accident? Yeah, the people who are believers in those theories. Oh, yeah, it's all an accident. Baloney. Isn't an accident at all. Anyway, the theme for World Oceans Day today is ocean, life, and livelihoods. The aim of the campaign is to shed light on the wonder of the ocean and how it is our life source, supports our humanity, supports every organism on the planet. So, and we were talking earlier about that little I don't think it was a single cell, Jay, was it? It was a multi-celled thing that had been frozen in the ice for 24,000 years, and the ice melted, and what was in there just kind of squiggled away. Can you imagine? This thing had been insane. Frozen. Think about it for a minute. This being, kind of an amoeba-like being, a little bigger than that, frozen in ice for 24,000 years, and it was thawed out the other day, and the thing just swam away. They watched it in a microscope.
Wow.
So it's been frozen, not dead, just frozen. So maybe there is something to cryogenics after all. Get right down to it. In a moment, Barbara Streisand and her newest duet. That's up and coming here next on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, vegan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Awesome. Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, the 200th episode of Tech It Out is coming up in a week, and we've got a huge giveaway to commemorate the occasion, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, so get ready to jot down the info. Since July of 2017, my goal on Tech It Out is to break down geek speak into street speak. So to celebrate the 200th episode of Tech It Out, we're giving away an Asus VivoBook laptop. Style meets substance with these colorful, powerful, and versatile laptops designed for work and play. To be eligible to win, send me an email or message on social media with the phrase Tech It Out, and make sure you're 18 or older and live in the continental USA. We'll randomly draw the name and mention it on the show during the third weekend of June. My email address is tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at marksaltzman.com. Or visit me on social media with the phrase Tech It Out. Good luck, everyone, and here's to the next 200 episodes of Tech It Out.
Well, I like this already. I haven't heard this before. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't heard it, but I hate it.
Why?
Because I think it's terrible.
Oh, no, I like them together. Oh, come on. Crank this up.
I love Willie, but his voice doesn't sound that great anymore. Well, she originally did this in the 90s or maybe early 2000s with Blake Shelton.
Yeah. She did?
She did, yeah. She had originally intended to do it with Willie, but they couldn't make it into the studio together in time, so Blake Shelton was available.
Oh, okay. She has done a lot of duets, Michael Bublé, Lionel Richie, John Mayer, Stevie Wonder, Blake Shelton. She says, working on this album, the second volume of Release Me, has been a lovely walk down memory lane, a chance to revisit, and in some cases add a finishing instrumental touch to songs that still resonate for me in meaningful ways. I think I like this a lot. Crank it up, will you? That will never fade away. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you find that certain someone you can always count on. Sappy. Kind of
you like to go to concerts and cry. Jen and I were talking about this. You want to just sit and weep at Barry Manilow.
Well, but this is a sweet song. It is. Very sweet. All right, so that's the new after it's all been dumped on by my colleagues here. Barbara Streisand, Willie Nelson on I'd Want It to Be You. All right, so Dennis Quaid has been cast in the Joe Exotic series, but he's not Joe Exotic. So what's the deal?
No, he's going to play Rick Kirkman, who is a really interesting character. He was a guy back in the 90s. He was on Access Hollywood or Hard Copy, you know, one of those like
of those
kind of
shows. Yeah.
And so he was a TV producer. He heard about Joe Exotic, and he's featured in Tiger King. And so he was basically the reason that we have video footage of watching Tiger King. He's the one who filmed all of it. And so he thought that, and then I guess he tried to sell it, and it's a whole big drama, like everything involving Joe Exotic. But I think Dennis Quaid is really good casting there.
Okay, so there it is. Dennis Quaid in the Joe Exotic limited series. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Huh. All right, 53 after the hour now as we continue with our story archives for today. It's time for Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is going to bring us back to those thrilling days of yesteryear with yet another memory from another great movie right after this. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, so this is the theme from the movie Gremlins. I've just been told by Chuck Curry, our movie man, our Movie Moments, that my opinions are irrelevant. So I guess I'll do a disclaimer from now on the air, Chucker. The opinions okay. expressed on this program are completely irrelevant. All right, shall I
do that? I'm glad you did. The audience has known that for a long time, but you made it official. Thank you.
Good to know. All right, so why are we playing the theme from Gremlins there, pal?
Because this day in movie history, June 8, 1984, Gremlins opened up in theaters, same day as Ghostbusters opened up in theaters. I remember going to see Gremlins first on a Friday afternoon. I love the film. I actually, believe it or not, I saw Gremlins in a movie theater 10 times. I think all at the King's Plaza duplex in Brooklyn, New York. I saw that movie 10 times. I love that movie. I also saw 1984. I've always said, a lot of people believe this, the greatest year of pop culture movies, Ghostbusters, Gremlins, Terminator, Beverly Hills Cop, Karate Kid, which I also saw 9 or 10 times in the theater, Revenge of the Nerds, Last Starfighter, it goes on and on and on. So many movies have stood the test of time from that year, 1984. I got one other story. In 84, when Gremlins came out, oh, and also Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, when those two movies came out, families started to complain that, or parents started to complain that family movies started to get a little too edgy for children. So Spielberg and a few others came up with the concept of a PG-13. And the first movie to be released PG-13 in 1984 was a movie called Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze and Charlie Sheen.
The first ever
PG-13 movie. Right. But the reason Gremlins was controversial is because there's a scene in the film where the mother in the movie puts one of the gremlins in a microwave. And believe it or not, I know this sounds crazy, but there were reports of kids putting their cats in microwaves back in 1984 after seeing the movie Gremlins. So
that
had an effect on them and not in a good way. Yeah, it was a little bit edgy. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit edgy.
But okay. I was a fan. I still to this day really like that movie a lot.
Yeah. Well, good. There's nothing wrong with that. So it makes it interesting to have our conversations because you and the ladies and I don't always agree on what we think good movies are. It's like, what's good music?
Exactly.
We just played the new song from Barbara Streisand and Willie Nelson. I thought it was great, and the ladies thought it was awful. So there you go.
What makes the world go around? You know, there was one other thing I want to bring up. A still picture released yesterday of Harrison Ford dressed in his Indiana Jones garb on the set of the now filming Indiana Jones 5. I don't know. I think it's pretty exciting. What do you think?
It is exciting. Yeah. That's fabulous. Good stuff. What other things are in the works? They got Mission Impossible that's being filmed now.
Well, Tom Cruise has two films. Mission Impossible, which will be two back-to-back. They're not going to be released at the same time, but within a year of each other. And he also has Top Gun, Maverick, which is a sequel to Top Gun. Which I also believe, that came out in 86, I believe, Top Gun. But the trailer was released before A Quiet Place 2.
Let me ask you this.
It looks pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so now it's obvious Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they're telling their friends that they're together as a couple now. Is there a movie? Didn't they get together on the set of a movie that they were...
Well, they made a movie called Geely, I think, it was critically lauded. I don't know if they'll do a movie together. She just signed a big production deal at Netflix, a first look deal, Jennifer Lopez. So her career is pretty good. Yeah, and his career is good too. I like him. I like him. You know, he's got a lot of people taking shots over the years at him, but I think he's a good actor. I do. I
do
like
too. Oh, I think he's very good. He's very, very. He's what I call a sympathetic actor. And he's from Boston, so how can he be bad? All right.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.